Dynamic Aesthetic for Monday, September 11th, 2006. I'm your host, Aaron Archai Smith, and I'm crafty. Oh, hi. Just give me a minute here. I'm cutting out a stencil on a tag board. It's not that hard to do, but I do need to pay attention to the hobby knife and where my... Ow! Oh, dear. It looks like I've sliced right through my thumb and thumbnail. I'm pretty sure that in a little bit it's really going to hurt a lot. So, what do you say we finish up this podcast before that happens? Hobby knives are great for cutting out fine detail work, but as I've just demonstrated, they don't really care if the detail is in paper or in you. Fortunately, there are always scissors available. Most scissors don't cut as nicely as hobby knives, but they're much safer and more likely to be used in school. I'm sure that you could cut yourself with scissors if you tried, but it's much harder to do that by accident, right? Oh my, what a pretty shade of red. What? Oh, where was I? Oh yes, using safe materials. When it comes to safety, tools that cut aren't all that different from computer tools. Sure, they have different purposes, and one has a lot more electronics involved, but you need to know how to be safe with either. After some instruction on safety, scissors are relatively low-risk supplies. Many elementary teachers even trust their students enough to let them use scissors unsupervised. Hobby knives are a totally different story. Even when they know all the safety rules, people tend to slip up a bit. And then the knife slips. And... well, then I start a podcast on safety. The internet is similar. There are some websites that are moderately safe. I could let students run free on sites like Cosmio. Although, if younger students found particular videos meant for older students taking certain classes, I still might feel a little uncomfortable with that situation. There are other sites where I might let students visit, but keep them on a short leash. Wikipedia and archive.org can be valuable educational resources, but they also have a lot of content that really has no place in a school. As teachers, it's not just our job to introduce students to new tools, it's also to make sure we don't hand them a hobby knife and then let them go off by themselves. They may be ready for those tools eventually, but to stay safe, they really need to work up to them. And it always helps to keep a few band-aids within reach. Well, that's my podcast for today. I didn't really cut myself this year yet, so don't feel the need to worry about me. If you have any questions or comments or criticisms, please feel free to email me at theartguy@gmail.com or better yet, go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment there in the show notes. Click on the link on the sidebar for leaving me an audio comment and send one of those. Or you can go to the forums and start a thread of your own. So, this is Aaron the Art Guy Smith saying, until next time, stay subscribed, fare thee well, and tourniquet? Yeah, I can do a tourniquet. Why?